Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, disappointment over cash cattle stifled the momentum futures showed during the first half of the week. It was initially anticipated feedlots would hold for higher cash, but they wanted to move cattle rather than keep them through another period of hot weather, limiting weight gain while paying higher feed prices. Cash cattle traded steady to $2 lower for the week. We saw a $137 trade in our part of the country, mostly steady money. The concern whether the railroad will strike beginning next week, which would increase feed costs substantially or even result in the inability to obtain needed feed in some areas. And it's up to the government to create a presidential emergency board to aid in settling the strike and keep workers in place as the union and companies seek a settlement. Hog futures were drawn to fill the chart gap left on Wednesday like a bead of honey, and July did not settle back as it moves closely in line with the index due to Friday being the final trading day for the contract. August now holds about a $4.50 discount to July, which may provide some support. September Kansas City wheat trading about 3.5 cents higher early today, possibly finding support near the July low of $8.32.5 with the help from outside markets that look quieter early today. September Minneapolis wheat is up about 3 cents as well. The September U.S. dollar index still near its highest prices in 19 years and has kept wheat prices under bearish pressure this week, with another big rate hike expected at the end of the month. December corn is trading about 3 3/4 cents higher today. They're at 6.07.5 with scattered showers falling in eastern Iowa and expected to bring isolated chances to the eastern corn belt the next 3 days. November soybeans are unchanged so far today, taking the news about China's lower than expected GDP surprisingly well. Often soybean traders have overreacted to any bearish news from China. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It's the 70th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattleman.org.
August live cattle down 147, 135.40. October down 135, 139.92. August feeder cattle down 190, 178.90. September down 145, 181.62. August hogs down 92 cents, 109.57. October down 20 cents, 93.35. Kansas City wheat, September down 13.5 yesterday, 8.48 3/4. December was down 13.5, 8.56 3/4. The Chicago wheat, September down 15 3/4, 7.95. December down 14 1/4, 8.13.5. September corn up 5 cents, 6.05. December up 5 3/4, 6.01. August soybeans down 13 cents at 14.71 3/4.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.